Hello, this is your goddess Bella. It is beneficial, though not imperative, that you listen to my hypnosis audios with headphones. If you are wearing headphones, you should hear my voice on the left side now and on the right side now. Those of you who are new to my work, welcome. This file will dig deep into your subconscious mind and implant an irresistible seed of obsession for me. For those who are familiar with my work, this will just strengthen our connection. It will strengthen our bond. In any event, this is only the beginning. Your Belladiction will grow stronger and stronger every day until your mind is an open door for me to instill my perfect blend of enslavement brainwashing. It's time to surrender completely to your goddess Bella, your true addiction. This deeply intense trance is featuring a lot of my tools, classic hypnotic techniques, mind control, brainwashing, NLP, covert hypnosis, subliminal messages, some barely audible layered messages, delta brainwaves, triggers, post-hypnotic trigger implantation. It sounds so complicated, doesn't it? Love addiction, slave training, mind sculpting. You know that I show no mercy when it comes to using all of my tools, but you love it. Now, as always, take a nice deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Any clicks that you hear are just part of my tools to help pull you down deeper. So don't worry. You don't have to get into trance. Sometimes, if you're new to trance, it might take you a few times to really get the hang of it. I always say it's like exercise. The effects are cumulative, and after a while, it'll be so easy for you to simply let go and drop into a nice, deep trance for me. And once you do drop, the easier it is to drop again. No matter what happens, rest assured that you will be affected. You may not know it yet, but that doesn't matter.
You have no choice, of course not. That's why you obey me completely.
You have no choice, of course not.
That's why you obey me completely.
Everyone knows that I love to talk about the power of hypnosis. I love to sometimes explain my methods. Sometimes I give away a little too much information. But the funny thing is, that doesn't make it any less powerful. When you know what I'm going to do to you, it doesn't take away any of the fun. In fact, you'd think that by me telling you what I was going to do, by me being so direct and honest with you, that you'd be able to have more will to perhaps fight it off, to prepare. But the funny thing is, that doesn't happen. I'm going to help explain how I get you ready to have an empty mind for me. I'm going to help you with those random thoughts that may or may not flow, drift through your head while you listen to my words. Because this is a thing that happens to quite a few people. Their mind wanders. So while you're listening to me, know that it's completely normal to have some distracting thoughts every now and then,
That's the beauty of my work. You don't have to pay attention. The part of you that needs to listen will listen. And of course, the more you relax, the more you get distracted by random thoughts. Things that you might need to do later are getting distracted, having difficulty focusing. All of these things are normal and they're fine. There's no problem with having those. In fact, some distracting thoughts could even help you go deeper. I'm going to show you two different ways of dealing with them, or rather, how I deal with them. And both of them can happen at the same time. In fact, you might be surprised how much fun it can be to learn a little thing to help you go deeper into trance. Let me begin by reminding you that this doesn't have to make sense to you. The only thing I ask of you is to be open, willing, and to relax. And while I speak, you may close your eyes. Take a nice deep breath again through your nose, out through your mouth. And while you're listening, you want to give it all of your attention, of course. See the pressure I just put on you? You want to focus on my words. Your bell addiction starts now, or it continues now. Listen deeper and deeper. Let yourself slip into that wonderful state where you feel in trance now. What if maybe some thoughts are distracting you? Maybe you're wondering if you made a mistake. Maybe you don't want that addiction to get out of control. In fact, you're already pretty addicted to me. For I'm going to tell you that it's as simple as giving them space. Allow them to be there, because every little distraction allows my words, my commands, to sneak past your conscious mind and go directly into your subconscious. That's where I can plant my little seeds. Even though you're unaware of this happening, your subconscious mind is continuously listening and absorbing my words, especially while your conscious mind is distracted. So while you might be thinking about things to come or things to do, my voice will simply penetrate and go right where it needs to go, going on and on about things related to relaxation and letting your thoughts drift away, your body enjoying those calm, deep breaths. And while your thoughts may drift from one place to the other, I am still continuously talking to your subconscious mind. And by that time, it's too late for you to realize that the drop nice happened. Deep drop. You might be surprised to find how deep the other half of your mind has become. While you get distracted, the other parts got hypnotized. And any part that distracts just allows me to hypnotize what was there before. It doesn't have to make sense to you. Any conscious creation, any thoughts that you have, one leading into the next, will simply allow me to hypnotize the previous. And this can go on and on until there's nothing left. Now that's a fun thought, right? That thinking of other things actually helps you to go deeper into trance without even having to do anything. You just listen to my voice, my mesmerizing voice, vibrating and rippling through, enhancing all your pleasure centers. Let yourself enjoy it, whatever way your mind feels comfortable with. And while you do this, or don't, or let it happen in the background, because it will happen anyway, I'm going to let you in on a second secret. Now, in your mind, is thinking about all kinds of things. Some things which are important, other things that are completely irrelevant. It's a bit like standing in a room with other people that are talking to each other, where you can hear some shards of conversation, some fragments of a story, pieces of a paragraph, and whenever you pay attention to one or another piece of it, you get sidetracked, don't you? However, now that you know that you can be hypnotized at the same time, you might also begin to realize that this room, this place where all the thoughts are, can be left behind. They don't have to stop talking. You can simply let them speak somewhere else. Those thoughts can happen in a corner of your mind where they have no importance for a while. Whenever you want to go back to them, they'll still be there. And it's a little bit like stepping out of the room. When you close the door behind you, like a drop, it's instantly more quiet, isn't it? And now, just imagine that you would continue moving from room to room, leaving behind anything and everything further and further. And there are many visualizations that you can do on a countdown. So when I count down from 10 to 1, imagine yourself stepping through a doorway and closing it behind you, leaving anything that was left in your mind behind. And every step, every doorway helps you to go to an even more quiet place. 10, just imagine how nice it would be for all of those rooms to close. 9, the satisfaction of closing each door behind you. 8, that wonderful feeling of quietness growing. 7, it's already so quiet. 6, and it's only getting more. 5, silent, quiet, calm. 4, every door helps you go deeper. 3, in this wonderful state of trance. 2, walk through each doorway. 1, step away from that so wonderfully deep drop. Of course, it was a little bit dangerous to let me inside your mind, to let me in, to strengthen your addiction to my control, your addiction to your goddess Bella, your Bell addiction. Because with just a snap of my fingers, I can grab your attention, and with another snap of my fingers, I can make you drop deep. Your mind is completely powerless against the force of my power and my voice penetrating your thoughts. With my words sneaking into your mind, resistance doesn't exist, and you've let me in. So all there is a complete and total surrender. Whether you want to or not, you have no choice. All that's left is surrender. And the more you surrender, the stronger your addiction. The more you surrender, the more you open your mind to my voice, to my control. Opening your mind and giving in to your addiction, to your goddess Bella, makes you deeply happy. Opening your subconscious to my voice makes you deeply submissive, even more addicted. Serving me in any way makes you so happy. It gives you purpose. And that feeling of purpose is an addiction. That feeling of purpose is a need. You need to serve your goddess Bella. You need to hear more, to see more, to buy more. And all those addictions just lead to more pleasure and more pleasure. That makes it all the more powerful, knowing that your addiction grows stronger, our connection grows stronger. I have purred my way deep into your subconscious mind. I go deep. I penetrate. Being addicted to your goddess Bella and listening to your goddess Bella is like having your mind caressed. It feels like my voice penetrates your mind, going deep through your thoughts, spacing them out, popping them away, leaving your mind empty and obedient. Our connection is powerful. You're open, vulnerable, obedient, deep. I already have you. You crave me more and more. The pleasure you get from the craving is just as intense as when that craving is satisfied. You'll want more and more. You love it. I already have your mind completely at my whim. I can do with you anything and everything that I please. You ache to make me happy. You ache to make me proud. You're going to do your best to serve me. And this craving, this need, is never completely satisfied, but it makes you so happy, so euphoric to feel it. Because needing more of your goddess Bella means your addiction keeps growing. It's proof of how powerful it is. Craving me so deeply is unmistakable proof of my control over you. And I control you completely. You're so weak. You must obey me completely. Now my commands are simple. They're intense. And this very moment in your trance state serves is to imprint and remind you of your place.
To strengthen.
Because your place.
Your addiction
is to serve.
And that goes by. Enhancing the pleasure.
Begins or continues right now.
The more you crave,
to listen,
more pleasure,
and obey your goddess Bella completely.
It's like this wonderful.
You want to be controlled, transformed, brainwashed, to feel yourself
and once
dance
you begin,
to my whims and love every
no way
moment.
Out.
Because you're serving me.
It's
you're
like
addicted
looping,
to me. It's not a question,
addiction.
But a statement of fact.
You'll ache for more. But the good thing is that the pleasure builds. The relentless craving is rewarded with pleasure, the pleasure of belonging to me. I draw you in deeper and deeper. The more relaxed you are, the deeper my words penetrate.
Here you are again, addicted,
craving. Any part of you
craving
still
to get
aware
more and more
can't stop
of your goddess
my
belt.
Programming. You
more
can't
and
help.
More.
But absorb everything.
Of every intoxicating substance.
Partly because you're curious.
More and
you're
more.
You're curious what will happen.
More and how much.
How.
More and more.
I will
and
take
more
over your mind.
And more.
What will I make you do?
Anything. That brings
it's
you
exciting.
Pleasure.
My will. Some shivers just run along your spine.
Because you're so weak.
And when you listen.
You're very weak.
Deeper and deeper
you
those shivers will
in.
Return.
Sometimes
the pleasure. Will double, triple, you'll feel happy shivers going all the way from your neck, down your spine, all the way to your tailbone, and relax even deeper. I'm going to tell you a story, and this is a story about an addicted slave who thought that listening to my files would be a good idea. And this curious person
served me
quickly found out
undeniable
that listening to my voice can be highly enticing.
When you think you've satisfied that itch, you'll start to crave me again. You'll crave more of me. You obey when I tell you to obey. You drop when I tell you to drop.
And obeying me is your pleasure.
And you get
giving
so
it to your temptations is your pleasure.
The pleasure
you feel arousal
every time
when you obey me.
You think
pleasure
of me
in your mind
every
and your
time.
Body. Just
you connect with me every time your addiction grows.
So easy,
and the
right?
beauty being addicted to your goddess Bella is that it makes you
is
so ready
these
to obey more.
These
doesn't it?
All I'm doing
these pleasures
reinforcing
my voice,
these addictions,
my control,
these temptations, these pleasures
is so powerful. And you love being used, and you love being manipulated by me. You don't care what I do with you. I'm deep inside
okay.
of you. I'm a part of you.
It's okay to give in.
And you know this
weak,
to be
it's
true.
Okay.
You survey my voice,
every word, every whisper.
You're too weak.
You obey without question,
without
hesitation, without escape. You're addicted to my control. You're addicted to pleasing me. You need it. You obey me, you crave it, and this continues. This endless cycle of need grows with every file you watch or listen to. And this cycle of need never stops. It takes so much effort to escape, but you do not want to escape.
You feel it now.
Want to. What you
now
want,
any fear,
what you
has
crave, what you ache for, is to be drawn in deeper and deeper, serving me more, letting yourself drop, and doing so completely and instantly. And when I tell you to obey, taking all these words in without thinking, you do so without thinking. In fact, this very file is only remembered in your subconscious. Your conscious mind will have so much trouble trying to make sense of anything that's been said, and that just makes the control all the more vivid. You are addicted. You need to serve your goddess Bella. You're Bella addicted. You need it so badly. You need it so much. Every time that my voice penetrates your mind, you feel so good. And that euphoria just proves how addicted you really are. And it grows. You love it. You can't help yourself but love it. And the crevices in your mind get deeper as the pleasure expands. Like little pathways that I've carved in. Addiction, dear goddess Bella, pathways. Bella addiction pathways. And this will never end. You'll stay nice and deep, always in my trance, to some degree. Always craving more. Now, of course, I don't need to tell you that. I'm sure you're already perfectly aware. Sometimes there's just this primal connection, and you're drawn to me, instantly dropping. But I want to tell you what happens to this person, to the slave, just listening and falling deeper into trance and getting hypnotized. It's not the same as being a slave. A slave affects you deeper. You can feel the desire to serve me, but that desire becomes an addiction. It's really simple. But where your own importance becomes less and less, and the more you submit to me, you become more addicted, more obedient, more submissive, no matter what your weaknesses
are. Of course. No
the slave was very curious.
Are.
So the slave even tried out files
no
that
your
may
are.
Not have been
your craving
in the slave's initial desire.
An addiction to your goddess Bella takes over for all of those.
So you see, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter what the slave had as his initial addiction, because his addiction to me,
it's okay,
is stronger.
It's okay to
the
give
pleasure
in.
Of belonging to me.
You're too weak.
Was stronger
to resist. Your subconscious will hold my will, which is so desperately wishes to experience safe inside you. Your subconscious mind can protect suggestions that are good for you. My suggestions. Sometimes your conscious mind believes that it wants something, but your subconscious mind wants something else. It gives it what's really good for you. I want to give you everything that's good for you, that I feel is good for you. What I will finally unleash, my trap can words even describe how deeply you longed to experience the supreme bliss of sitting in my trap, completely helpless.
Your subconscious mind wants something else. It gives it what's really good for you. I want to give you everything that's good for you, that I feel is good for you. What I will finally unleash, my trap.
Your subconscious can hold my will, which is so desperately wishes to experience safe inside you.
Your subconscious mind can protect suggestions
that are good for you.
Bliss
of sitting in my trap.
Sometimes
completely helpless.
Your conscious mind believes that it wants something.
That slave
but
quickly found out
mind
that certain things
want something else.
Can be
it gives it
deliciously surprising
really
fetishes you didn't even know you had.
I want
addictions
to give you everything
that you thought were
that's
gone
good
that
for you,
I ignite
that I feel is good for
desire
you,
that run deeper than you were expecting.
My trap
secrets
can
exposed
and even
the thing is, the slave just obeyed deeper and deeper, kept coming back for more,
the supreme bliss
becoming
of sitting in my
more
trap,
and more addicted,
completely helpless.
Deep inside of you now, this story growing into a story all its own, knowing that when I command, you obey. This beautiful story, don't be mistaken, the submission of this addicted slave is beautiful, deep, intense, overwhelming sometimes, but it's beautiful. You found your purpose, your addiction to me, the love and devotion you feel for me grows. And every time I see the slave obey, I smile. And when I smile, your world is filled with light. When I smile, when I'm happy, you don't have a care in the world. You would do anything to make me happy. You're addicted to pleasing me, to making me happy. Your weakness is my strength, filled with happiness. And the story goes deeper and deeper every time. The part of your brain hears this part, it goes deeper. Of course, perhaps you know where it begins. Perhaps you even remember starting this file, but you don't remember much else. And it starts again. All you remember is starting the file. You can't remember. You only remember when I say so. With no effort at all, you drop deeper in listening and being brought deep into trance makes you realize how beautiful and deep the obedience really is. So obedient, so addicted, reality fades away into a blissful cloud of empty and obedient blankness. Addiction is scary. You lose control. You have no will of your own. That's okay. It's your purpose. Nothing else is important but your addiction and feeding it. And making sure that you have all of my files, that you're always training any new file you have to get. You have to connect with me as much as you can. And I know the fact that I'm not online very much makes that craving even stronger. The craving becomes an addiction, and the pleasure feeds the craving, which becomes the addiction. And so on and so on. It feels so good to obey your goddess Bella.
It feels so good to listen to my commands over and over again, letting them purr their way into your subconscious mind. You don't need to think about anything at all. You don't need to think. You just love belonging to me, falling deeper and deeper into a deliciously endless rabbit hole of addiction, repeating over and over, obeying, going deeper and deeper, no way out other than the way I've allowed. And you don't know that way. You obey me completely, complete, total obedience. Your bell addiction begins or continues. Bell addiction right now.
Begins or continues.
Bell addiction right now.
Begins or continues right now.